Romans chapter 4. What shall we say then that Abraham our father according to the flesh is found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he has something to glory about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him that works, the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that doesn't work, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness without works, saying, blessed are those whose sins are forgiven and covered. Blessed is the man for whom the Lord will not count sin. So does this blessedness come on the circumcision only, or on the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, so that he'd be the father of all those who believe, though they're not circumcised, so that they would be counted as righteous also. And the father of circumcision to those who are not only of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham that he had while still uncircumcised. For the promise that he'd be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, so that it would be by grace, so that the promise would be sure to all the descendants, not only those who are of the law, but to those also who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, who is God, who makes the dead alive and calls the things that are not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, so that he would become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he didn't consider his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, nor yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was counted as righteousness for him. Now it was not written for his sake only that it was counted that way for him, but for us also, to whom it shall be counted, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.